You are going to listen to the recording of an interview with the founder of Happy Returns. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Why is it that consumers almost always prefer to return unwanted products in person rather than by mail? And how do you make that complex process easier for both consumers and online retailers? Santa Monica-based Happy Returns is solving that issue. With a network of return bars, it has opened in partnership with physical retailers. We chatted with co-founder and CEO David Sobey about the company and the problem it's solving. For those who have never used Happy Returns, tell us how the service works.
We are dealing with the very unhappy challenge of returning products purchased online. We do that by enabling in-person returns for online shoppers. If you ever purchase something you'd like to return to an online store, we enable those online returns, even for retailers who don't have physical stores. We do that through a network of physical locations, which we call return bars, all around the country. You don't need to print anything out, or put it in a box, or use packing tape. More importantly, you get your refund on the spot. That in-person return not only makes things easier, it's also good for consumers because it gives them what they really want, and they do not have to do any work to get their money back as soon as possible.
How did you start Happy Returns?
I worked together with my co-founder Mark at Outlook. We ended up being acquired by Nordstrom. One of the programs we worked on was letting Outlook shoppers who bought items online return them at Nordstrom Rack stores. The insights Mark and I gained from that program led to the creation of Happy Returns. There were three key insights we found there. First, if you give online shoppers the choice of returning something by mail or by person, they will return in person. Outlook saw that very quickly. Customers heavily adopted in-person returns. Instead of mailing items back, they would take them to Nordstrom Rack stores. The second insight was that foot traffic from returns was really valuable because people would continue shopping in the store. We saw the steady stream of customers Nordstrom Rack was getting from Outlook shoppers, and we realized that we could do that same thing with any retailer. The third insight was seeing how challenging returns are and how costly and expensive they are for online retailers. Customers expect the retailers to pay for those returns, they expect returns to be free, and they expect what they ship to be free. There really aren't any good ways for retailers to fight the rising cost of returns. Returns by mail are really inefficient. What we've built solves the problem for everyone. Retailers provide a better customer experience, and they're also saving money. The simple math is rather than an individual customer mailing lots of individual boxes, Happy Returns collects those items together in one box with lots of things. That really saves money on shipping costs, which makes both the retailers and customers happy.
What's the best piece of advice you'd give to other entrepreneurs?
That's a great question. There's one main thing, and that is to pick a great co-founder. Mark and I really work well together, and there's a level of trust in our relationship which lets us be brutally honest with each other, but also supportive. There are many great entrepreneurial stories out there where the relationships or set of relationships with people behind a business are really important, and we're no exception to that.
Thanks, David, for the interview. It was a pleasure to talk to you.